Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. My name is Chris Sharp, and I'm your host for this week's highlight show. The Coach and Coordinator Podcast is here to help you lead the next generation of football players. Whether it is a lesson on implementing new schemes, leadership seminars, or ongoing trends in football, our channel is a resource for you. On Monday, we spoke with the University of Buffalo's offensive coordinator, Andy Kotelnicki, about identifying the true success of a play. Even if a play works once, that doesn't always mean it will truly benefit your team in the long run.
You know, it's so funny you say that. You know, when you're having success with a play, what we really try to look for, especially when you watch film, in the details of, are the guys doing and executing things that we're drilling and training them to do? Are we, you know, as we're here, we are talking about outside zone, are we running and reaching and hitting the landmark and pushing it vertical on the front side of the blocks? Is our back on the track? Is he reading the first down lineman outside in the way that we're asking him and training him to do? And when you see that, and when the answer is yes to those things, and those are efficient, good plays or explosive plays, then we got to sell that to the kids and make sure they understand. See all these drills that we do, all these things. Here it is. There it is, showing up, right? Or you don't see those things, and right. You just see maybe whatever. We got really good running backs, right? So that guy just takes the ball and makes a bunch of guys miss, and well, that doesn't necessarily make it a great play. Well, it does, but you know what I mean, right? It's not necessarily the kind of clinic film you would show.
Right. Well, number one, I would take that guy anytime. He makes you look like a good coach. But, you know, especially when you think of the younger teams, or for me, even going back to, you know, the high school days, it's challenging to get the kids to see on a play that looked really good that everything wasn't right here. But it comes down to coaching those details. Like you said, this is how it relates to the drill. This is how it's supposed to look, and being able to pull all of those back together.
Tuesday's episode brought forth a discussion about establishing depth on your team. Hear from Utica College's head coach, special teams coordinator, and defensive line coach, Blaze Fagiano, about how he emphasizes creating depth during the season.
When you get your chance, don't go up there and line up wrong or drop a pass or not have your block on assignment.
And that's on the player, obviously, still, but you want to give those opportunities.
Just to pump up the New York State Clinic. So I believe it was 2 years. I believe it was 2 years ago. Dave Clawson, head coach of Wake Forest, spoke about the very thing about, and he went through all the number of players that played, and it was just great to sometimes you go to a clinic to reemphasize. Hey, wow, we're doing that too. And here's just a way to but we didn't really necessarily communicate that back to the kids. Hey, look at this. Now, we knew we were doing that. Hey, I'm start, we play a 4-2-5, but then we have kids, hey, I start in, you know, our 3-4. Oh, I start in the 3-4 defense. So they have a role to start. And so then now we go back and tell the kids that. Now we tell the recruits that, you know, we were doing it, but we weren't communicating that. And I think that's a huge thing. So again, you go back into the New York football, like Dave Clawson's a New York guy, you know, played in New York, and then he was a Bob Ford grad assistant, coach at Fordham, was head coach at Fordham, and now you see him, you know, having success at Wake Forest, the place where they told him he couldn't win. You know, he's just spoke at the national convention down in Nashville. So I think that's the great thing of, if you listen to this and, Nike clinics, Glazer clinics, but you have to come to the New York State Coach Association clinic and support your state association first.
Yes.
Then if you want to go to a second clinic, you know, because the lineup this year is outstanding.
Oh, I agree. Incredible lineup here, and you do have to support your state association. I think that always has to be one on your schedule, whatever state you're in. I see too many states where those aren't well attended, and you guys got to be together in your state, right? Someone's going to want to step in and make rules for you and do things that you don't want done, and you have to be the leaders in that, so stick together in that respect and support your state association.
Our third episode of the week featured St. Francis High School's head coach, Jerry Smith. Coach Smith has close to 40 years of coaching experience, but he still looks at the game of football from a fresh perspective.
Well, I think, quite honestly, when people say this is a young, I don't think this is a young man's game. It's, I do a little old-fashioned about this. I think it's a man's game. I said it teaches young boys from an early age how they should conduct themselves, and when do you be emotional, when you don't be emotional, when do you have passion for something and give your best, and sometimes with no reward that you're going to see immediately, especially this one. You practice for 5-6 days and then, or 5 days, and then you have a game. all the other sports that I know of, most of the time you could have a game every other day, every other, you know, one practice ending. I go, so I always go back to what Tommy Lasorda said about Kirk Gibson. I says he what he loved about, he knew Kirk was going to do what he does, because every game, 100-something games, because he played college football, high school football. He said, my best baseball players were football players, because every game was like their last game. This is it. This is the game. He goes, and it didn't matter if we played Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or a doubleheader. Gibson was out there like, you know, let's get ready to rock and roll. And everybody, well, I got tomorrow. He goes, ain't no tomorrow. Now's the game. Now's the game. And that's what, for me, with our guys, I think that's something that I see as being tremendous with our kids, that we work hard. The game itself, you get reward when, you know, when you put some effort into it. And you usually don't get rewarded if you don't put effort and you don't do what needs to be done properly. So those are... those are great attributes. I think that's universal for everything with the game.
On Thursday, Buffalo State College's head coach Christian Oslins relayed his experiences of being an assistant coach. After spending most of his career as a staff member, Coach Oslins wants to give back to coaches currently in the game and share what he has learned. In this clip, we hear Coach Oslins discuss what it takes to be a good recruiter.
Absolutely. And I got a taste of it this year. My son was a senior, so he was being recruited by some FCSs and Division IIs. So I got to see it from the other side, and to see him, how he interacted with coaches and of the coach that wanted to sit down and give them the 25 facts of their college instead of the other coach that came in and just talked to him, mm-hmm. and just built that relationship and see, okay, this is the kid my son opened up to more, because talk to him as a person and not just all the facts of your college. And that's huge, because we're dealing with more kids now that are single parents, no parents. And sometimes you're the closest thing to a parent to them, and they got to be able to trust you. And you hit it on that. They're going to open up, and they're going to go to a school that they feel they really can trust that coach more so than you've got. Okay, you got the best criminal justice program in the state or anything like that. They're going to go where they feel most comfortable. So
yeah, I think, you know, for a lot of guys, you want to become a good recruiter, go be in the Division III game for a couple reasons. Number one, you're not buying, you're selling.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But number two, there is a volume to it. So if you want to get good at something, you do it again and again and again. And it, I can remember my first year coming from high school, going to college and recruiting, and it was, man, in just in that first week, you know, hundreds of phone calls.
Yes.
And talking and you know, being able to cold call, essentially, telemarket essentially, yes. But not feel that way, like starting to develop that relationship. What is it about this kid? What can I write in my notes beyond what I already have on this kid, that when I come back and talk to him again, you know, in the second round of talking to hundreds of these guys, that we can make that connection?
Yeah, and that's where the organization part of it. I think that, you know, being organized so you know exactly, okay, I've got 45 calls I'm going to make tonight, and making sure you've got them all listed, who you're going to call. And as you said, making sure you have notes, okay? So if I just talked to Joe Smith and I talked to him about his basketball game last week, well, I don't want to sound like I don't remember what goes on. So organization, I think, is a huge part, not only in recruiting, but in everything you do.
Our final episode of this week was with Canisius High School's head coach, Rich Robbins, a reigning state champion. Hear how Coach Robbins attacks the offseason and how he prepares his players by having football classes.
Yeah, I think at first it's almost kind of like when we do our community service or service projects. The first time they're all moaning and groaning, and then they ask you when's the next one, because it makes you feel good, right? When these kids now have seen that the knowledge that we have and everybody understanding, and it's obviously proven out to help us win some championships and be successful, it's good when you've had some success, because I think with things like that that are a little off the beaten path, maybe of a traditional football program, we get good buy-in, you know, because it's obviously proved that it works, you know?
And how much time is that for you guys, you know, the football class, as you get going? Is each session, is there work outside of it, and how many times a week?
Yeah, you know, in this phase, our calendar right now, we're going about three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll go, you know, kind of 3:30 to 5. You know, we, like I said, we start with the warm-up, the challenge. We'll get our physical work kind of out of the way in that first hour or so, because we are, you know, we're high energy, high pace in the weight room. We really want kids not static, moving in and out of things. So we get good work, and I think any longer than an hour, if you do it right, you know, you can get it in an hour and have it be good. So that last 30 minutes or so, we'll transition into the classroom and whatever the kind of lesson plan is for that day or whatever. I think any longer than 30 minutes, you might be pushing it, especially after they've already been through a whole school day and then worked out. And, you know, but I think 30 minutes is right. You know, you get in, you talk about, you know, just like a class almost. Here's what we're covering today. Here's what we covered yesterday. Here's what we're going to review. Hey, don't forget, we got a quiz coming up next Monday on this stuff. So, you know, it's about probably a 30 minute period each day that we kind of get into that stuff and let them know what's going on.
Outside of, you know, it is football and football's fun, how are you making sure that this is the favorite class on their schedule, right? That it is dynamic and fun, while at the same time learning the important things that make up your offense, defense, special teams.
Yeah, no, I think just in general, because of the subject matter, right? You're going to be doing better than the geometry teacher, because they're interested, they're engaged, it's football, you know? And it's the guys that teach it too. With those sessions, I have our coordinators usually lead it, which I think gets a little bit more of their attention, because kids, again, we're competing for playing time, and, you know, they understand this is a big part about what we do. It's not just the physical, it's the mental side of things.
Thank you for tuning into this week's highlight show. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the show online and give us a 5-star review on iTunes. The Coaching Coordinator Podcast will be back on Monday with more information and analysis.